Hello. Ooh, bit of a shaky start there. Hello, and welcome back to How Did You Do It? I had someone come up to me on the street the other day who I hadn't seen for many years. And that person said to me, "Gabby, you're absolutely killing it." My immediate response was, "Thank you, but not really." And they started listing all the things that they had seen me recently do. For those of you who follow me on my personal page, you will know that one of my huge dreams have come true of facilitating meditation on a retreat in Bali. And if you don't know about it, please go onto my Instagram page at Gabby Meyer and have a look at the Bali retreat. And if it is something that you are called to, come and join us. It is going to be such a beautiful week in Bali. However, back to the story. Back to my life. And whilst I acknowledge and appreciate the compliment that I was given, it gave me a stark realization that I too am tricking people, not by intention, but by the way that social media works. And my listeners will know that I have been quiet on my pages and on my podcast. And the reason for that is a few months ago, I lost my job in a way that felt hurtful and personal and, quite frankly, like I wasn't good enough. Those who have been on a personal journey with me will know that that is a wound for me that was reopened. And the ripple effect of losing your job is that you lose your income, your stability, you momentarily lose your direction and your routine. You lose your ability to invest in yourself, in your life, your hobbies, your podcast. And then there's facing all the people that you love, your friends, your partner, and they have no idea how your day has gone, and navigating all of that with them. So there's been a lot of emotions and processing that has occurred. And whilst I am back on my feet and in a much better position than what I was, I realized that I was hiding that vulnerability and that truth and that part of my story. And flash forward to the person who was like, "Oh my God, you're killing it." And the realization that people don't see the hard chapters. And so I have been traveling through a bit of a lesson in feeling like it seems like everyone has their shit together and that things are not hard for other people. I find myself often getting frustrated and thinking, "Oh, why do I have these specific struggles and why do these patterns come up in my life, regardless of how much work I do?" And someone not too long ago within my master's said to me, "You cannot take someone where you have not been yourself. You cannot lead or guide someone if you have not been through something yourself." And the truth is that everyone is suffering. Recently, I've had conversations with many different personality types, many different people. The loud, extroverted person at the parties are often searching for validation. The person who is doing self-development is constantly realizing that new levels of awareness does not mean that the same devils are not going to appear. The person who has quote-unquote made it on social media hasn't really made it, because with each level of success comes more pressure, higher stakes. And the human condition is to always look for the next dopamine hit and reach that next goal. So in this truth, what do we do and where do we go? And how do we handle this? Anything that we are outsourcing is a problem. Anything that we are sourcing outside of ourselves shows us what we are lacking internally. Are you outsourcing validation? Are you outsourcing love? Are you placing blame on something or someone else when you're just not committing to your own goal? It's so easy to place blame on an external circumstance and find reasons why you cannot do something. How can I continue my podcast when I lost my job? How? I didn't understand how. Add some more life curvy balls on top and I lost some of my episodes that I had recorded. Gone. Episodes that I had invested in and the conversations were powerful and they no longer exist. And I was sitting in the heavy, 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 just, ugh, what's the point? What is the point? But here I am, back on my feet. What are you going to do to change your situation? What are your needs for yourself? And what needs to give in order to get there? I've been guilty of this recently. It was only when I took a step back and looked at the choices I was making, I realized that things had shifted too far in the other direction, and I was letting go of my priorities to myself, the promises that I had made for myself. There I was, finding everyone to blame and outsourcing my needs, and one by one, everything started to slip. And it happened ever so slowly, but it was there. And I realized that I was suddenly easily shakable and that I was second-guessing myself. That I was making assumptions and placing expectations on everything and everyone about myself and what this meant for myself. I was reminded of two truths recently. Buddha taught us these truths. The first is that suffering is inevitable. And the second is that misery is an option. And I asked myself with some compassion, it took me a little bit to get there, but with some kindness, how can I reduce my own suffering? Although that meant that I would have to shift and sway and step outside of my comfort zone all over again. What would a future Gabby be grateful for in the way that I choose to show up today? Am I giving my attention to my phone? Am I finding myself taking the easier option in the yoga class because I'm tired? Am I finding myself choosing not to do an ice bath 1 week because it's cold and it's winter? And that rolls on to the next day, and suddenly I'm not doing any of them at all. And I don't say that with judgment, because these are all realizations that I have had in the choices that I was making. And then when I look at the themes of resilience and I hear the stories that people come on and they share on my podcast, it's time for me to reflect as well. Where am I boxing myself into suffering? I can choose differently for myself. We always have to sacrifice and compromise something, so what has to give? Where is the sacrifice? We cannot give to our own little passion projects, our hobbies, the things that we feel filled up by. We cannot give to our friendships and to the people that we love if we are not giving to ourselves. There's this whole mentality that selfish is a bad thing. We need to give to everyone else because that is selfless, and how dare we be selfish? How dare we take some time? How dare we take some time for ourselves in case it disappoints someone, in case it disappoints our manager or our children or our siblings or our partners or our friends? But if we're not looking after us, then who's going to be looking after us? Why are we outsourcing that? And that leads me on to another point, which I feel quite strongly to speak about. And it's something that I have been learning recently. And it makes me concerned, but I also feel grateful for the opportunity to be able to share. And that is that if you are choosing to work with somebody, whether that be a coach, a counselor, a therapist, a psychotherapist, a psychologist, you are well within your rights to ask what qualifications they have. you're well within your rights to ask if they are registered within the AFRA organisation, the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency. Whilst this work is powerful, if it's not done correctly, it can be damaging. And so do your research. Make sure that you are aware as to who the person is that you are working with. Ask them if they are involved in their own personal development or if they have a registered supervisor who helps navigate their journey as a helping profession. That way you are protecting yourself in knowing that the person that you are working with is constantly supported by a team of people who can guide them if they don't know how to guide you. I'm going to finish this episode with a little meditation so that you can continue your day feeling a moment of peace and calm. I'm going to give you an opportunity to ground into yourself right here, right now, and just choose to do a little drop-in, do a little meditation, and invite yourself into yourself. Thank yourself for choosing to just take this moment of quiet and peace. As humans, our little minds tell us that we know what is going to happen in our week, that we know how our day is going to go. And that we know what our future holds. But the truth is, life is mysterious. And if we choose to see it, there are little bits of life's magic sprinkled throughout every day. The practice of meditation is no expectation to find enlightenment. The practice is simply to bring awareness to all the bits of magic in our life currently. When we come from this lack, then we seek more lack. But take a moment to think who is in our life that completely backs us and shows up for us. Think of the last time that you had a big belly laugh. Think of the people or the pets who give us a loving embrace. Think of the little joys, a warm favorite blanket that we love to melt into while sipping a hot drink. These little joys for some are actually big luxuries. And when we take the time to really be present in these moments of joy, life becomes more expansive. We become more joyful. So let's take a moment to get really present. Focusing on your breath. Focusing on the space in your belly as the oxygen flows through your nostrils. And as you breathe out, notice the pressure releasing. You might like to imagine breathing out dark colored smoke that symbolizes stress or tension. Feel your shoulders drop. Feel your arms relax. Your fingers soften. Feeling your legs and your feet connect to the ground. Focusing for a moment on everything that Mother Nature gives us. Giving us oxygen through the trees around us. Giving us water in our oceans. She gives us sunshine, sunsets, sunrises. Landscapes filled with mountains and rivers. We are constantly surrounded by gifts. We can always come back to self-kindness and inner peace if we so choose to look after the little ones that live within us. They need to be held tenderly. They need to be recognized. And they need us. You might like to place two hands over your heart or stroke either one of your arms, letting yourself know that you've got you. No matter what happens in the future, you always have yourself. Get you through. You always have your guidance. And we don't need to look outside of ourselves for anything. As our own heart produces feelings of love. Our own mind can be trained to seek the beauty. And when we embrace ourselves, we release the need to search for something that already is within us. Taking a moment drop in you may notice that you're feeling a little bit more calm those feelings of deep peace throughout your body as your nervous system calms. You are not alone. You can always return to this feeling of safety and peace. Take a deep breath in. And release. Ask yourself where you can drop your armor a little bit today. Where you can keep your heart open. And thank yourself for always doing your best, for checking in, and for joining in this moment of self-kindness and love. You might like to wriggle your fingers and toes as you come back to your world.